It's Monday Mass.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Monday Mass. I'm your host, Chris Cote. This is the Monday Action Sports Show. I know it says Monday twice. Don't worry about that. We have 23 minutes to get us through all the action sports news that has happened in the past week, the week of February 15th through the 20th, something like that. Anyways, it's Monday. Let's get started on the show. We're going to start with, surf, skate, snowboard, and other news. Four things. We've got 5 minutes for each topic. So we're going to start with something about skateboarding. All right, skateboarding news. The Bondi Bull Riders happened in Bondi, Australia. And if you're from San Diego, you're hyped because two San Diego skateboarders got first and second place. The creature, Corey Juno, won the contest, absolutely ripping. San Diego's Tom Schar got second place, so the Young Guns taking out the Bondi Bull Riders contest down in Australia. And you got to watch the replay because those fools were shredding. And it's hard to believe that, you know, this bull, according to my other commentary partner at the Vans Pro Skate Park Series, Neil Hendricks, this bull is very imperfect, and the fact that these dudes are doing what they're doing in this bull is crazy. The Masters, children of the 80s like myself, will be hyped to know that Steve Caballero took down Tony Hawk for the win, and the Bones Brigade, the Bones Brigaders out there have to be stoked on that. Tony Hawk, as we all know, wins everything. So it's pretty sick that Steve Caballero took him down. Two more San Diego skateboarding in bowls is pretty amazing right now from the looks of it. And then and now. Two more San Diego skateboarders winning the Masters division. And Mike Miguel got fourth place. Awesome. And I'm wondering if he did a McTwist. I got to watch the recap again. Ladies, yes, more San Diego, specifically Encinitas skateboarders. Jordan Barrett taking the win. She's been on fire. She's so sweet. Nicest kid. Stoked to see her doing well. Brighton Zoyner in second place. So, again, top two spots, two skateboarders from San Diego, just ripping the crap out of the Bondi Bowl. And juniors are the only skater not from San Diego to win. Keegan Palmer from Australia. What, he's 15? 13? He's a teenager. He freaking shreds. You will be seeing more of Keegan Palmer in the not-so-distant future. Dude is a ripper. Best trick, Yvonne Federico. Yvonne was a guy that I first saw in the Vans Pro Skate Park Series. He comes from Turin, Italy. I thought he came out of nowhere. Of course, Neil Hendricks knew he had been skating in vert and big bowl competition for a while. But it was my first look at him. And this dude is gnarly. He did a kickflip Andrecht. A kickflip Andrecht to win the best trick contest. And, oh, Beaver Fleming fans. Beaver heads. Hey, Beaver heads. Beaver Fleming did the highest air. 10 feet. Beaver Fleming is rad. He is, I guess, a misunderstood skateboarder when you think of core level skateboarding. But if you're a fan of, you know, things like Nitro Games or Skater Cross or dudes doing front flip, back flip, corked out 540s over jump ramps, you'd probably know who Beaver Fleming is. He's goofy, but he owns his goofiness, so it almost makes him cool in a way. He is cool. He rips. All right, so that was your Bondi Bull Riders update. A lot of San Diego domination we like to hear. Thrasher Magazine has the full Foundation Oddity video on its website right now, thrashermagazine.com. You go there, I'm sure. I go there. You got to be hyped. Shit, is this whole show about San Diego? Because San Diego Foundation's a San Diego company. Foundation Skateboards, OGs in the street skate game. Oddity video is insane. I've watched this video two or three times already. I love it. Cole Wilson has the last part. Super just rail destruction. He starts his part with a 50-50 up a kinked rail. I cannot stress how heavy that is as a starter to his part. He has some crazy rail abilities, one word. Watch that video, Foundation Audio Video. It's up now. It's free on Thrasher Magazine. They'll probably be taking it down, and then you can go buy it soon. I like that skate magazines put up parts of videos before, you know, the whole video, or they premiere the video, and then they start putting up one part at a time, and it gets me excited to skate, which I think that's the goal. Watch the Foundation Audio Video, please. All right, well, I'm personally, and my friends at the Vans Pro Skate Park Series are excited to announce the first event of the 2017 Vans Pro Skate Park Series going down in Manly Beach, Australia. Manly! It's in Manly, mate! It's part of the Australian Open of Surfing, but our skate event starts March 3rd and 4th. We've got heavy hitters coming back this year. Alex Sargente, last year's winner. Chris Russell, the muscle. Ben Hatchell, Curran Caples, Grant Taylor. And this year, Ishod Ware. You say Ishod or Ishod? I've heard both. I'm going to say Ishod for now until I talk to him and get the exact definition. People out there are probably going, you idiot. Ishod. It's Ishod. Ishod is one of the best all-around skateboarders ever. You're going to see how good he is in parks when he takes to the Vans Pro Skate Park Series. And I'm so excited because Ishod and Grant Taylor in one contest, that's tweaked. That is your skate news. Skate news brought to you today by our friends at, let's just say, Mike McGill, McGill Skateboards in Encinitas. All right? We don't have any real sponsors yet, but that's going to be our first sponsor of this first show. Because this is, podcast practice. This is podcast practice. So if it sucks, I won't do it. If you like it, I will. Surf news. How many minutes was that? I don't know. We're going to try to stay under 23 minutes so you can get back to work. Congrats to pro surfer, model, ripper, everybody's favorite WSL commentator, Rosie Hodge, who got married this last weekend, marrying positive vibe warrior Ian Folk. They both stand at 6 feet plus. They are avatars, superhumans, beautiful people. They're going to make beautiful babies someday, and hopefully they'll name one of them Chris. Chris Folk. I think it's great. Congrats, Rosie. We love you. And Ian, both lucky people. Look at them. God, they're good looking. Anyway, I saw something on Stab or Beach Grid about a wave pool in Australia, a lawsuit. I don't give a shit because why does Australia need wave pools? Australia has waves. I don't understand that. Maybe in like the outback, put a wave pool in outback somewhere, in the red dirt. I would think that they would want to. It's not my deal. All right. I want to see wave pools in Texas, Nebraska, Phoenix, Arizona. Maybe they need to replace Big Surf with a new wave pool so we can actually get our first real Rick Kane, a surfer who's only learned how to surf in a wave pool, competing somewhere around the world in a real wave. And I'm sure we'll be talking a lot about wave pools and, of course, the big O, the Olympics coming up for surfing. So I'm sure we'll be talking a lot about that kind of stuff on The Mass, the Monday Action Sports Show, hosted by Chris Cote. And like I said, eventually we will have guests. I don't know how to have guests right now. I'm recording this on my phone because I can't figure out how to record stuff to my computer through the input jack. I don't know. Shit, amateur hour. All right, I looked at stabmagazine.com, stabmag.com today, and I saw another good video clip. I feel like they are among the best in the business of video clips on surfing that actually make me want to surf. Their latest was Taj Burrow, Craig Ando, Chippa Wilso, testing small wave boards, twin fins, little flat, fun-looking small wave boards like we'll all be surfing this summer. They're all painted black. I like that Stab does themes like that because, I don't know, it's cool. What do they call it? They call this thing, Sinning is More Fun in Summer. So those have fun names for that. Chippa Wilson, just ripping, always. He's so good at surfing boards that are like that. And, of course, Craig Anderson. Yeah, it's a good vibe. Good vibe video. Watch it. Makes you want to surf. It makes you want to go get more surfboards, which is always a problem for those of us who have a lot of surfboards already. We want more because we're selfish surfers and we like surfboards. I want a HS Gluttony board and a Vampire Anger. Those are the two ones that I want from that test. So that was fun. Oh, Vans dropped the This Is Off the Wall. I guess it's a commercial. It's rad. Vans does it right. I'm not just saying that because I work for them. I just feel like it's cool that a company can just say, look, this is what we're about. Simple. It was a 30-second video. It shows what they're about and gets you pumped. I heard Cloudbreak. I looked on the internet and it said that Cloudbreak in Fiji was firing, which I think is kind of rare at this time. I don't know if there is an off-season anymore with global warming and weird weather shit going on. But anyway, it's on the internet. Cloudbreak was firing. None of us were there. WSL news. I love these. So in Australia, they have these events called the board. They're the board rider clubs. And kind of each town or each spot has its own surf clubs. And they go into these pubs and they get loaded and they surf and they talk about surfing. And it's a big deal over there. And if you told this headline to someone who didn't know about surfing, they wouldn't know what you're talking about. Avoca wins the 2017 Nudie Australian Board Rider Battle. I don't know. Say that to someone today, like your grandma or something. They will not know what the hell you're talking about, but I guess it's a big deal there. So, hey, it's a big deal here. Congratulations, Avoca. They had Matt Wilkinson on their team. They had a heavy team. They ripped. There's a contest going on right now, which is a WQ. They don't call it W anymore. I should know this. I'm a professional commentator. The WSL QS 6000 Maitland and Port Stevens Toyota Pro. Longest name ever for a surf contest. But listen, these 6000. I'm going to get a surf nerdy here for a minute. These 6000 events are going to be very important for who qualifies for the World Championship Tour next year. We saw in the first event at the Volcom Pipe Pro I was at, it was sick. Did I just say sick? Sorry. It was fantastic. The waves were hit or miss, super weird. There was one perfect day. Soli Bailey won it. Soli Bailey is one of my new favorites. He is super honest and he's aggro and he wants to win. And he's one of the first surfers ever where when I asked him about doing a paddle battle with Adriano, he said, absolutely, that was my tactic from the beginning. I just loved his answers. Whoa.
Let us show you.
What was that? I just loved Soli Bailey's answers to my questions about winning and whatnot. So that got me hyped. I'm a Soli Bailey fan. And my point here is that was a QS 3000, right? Was it? I better double check that one. Anyway, the fact is here that any surfer who can win a QS 3000, 6000, yes, the Volcom Pipe Pro is a QS 3000. So, surfers that compete and do well in QS 6000s, 3000s, are going to put themselves in a really good spot towards qualification. There's only a handful of QS 10,000s, so of course, this first event, and I'm going to look at the name again because it's super long. This first event is happening now, the Maitland and Port Stevens Toyota Pro 6-Star could be, and if you're trying to scout who you think is going to win in the upcoming qualification battle, you might want to keep your eyes on that event because we're going to start to see things shaking up early. I'm claiming Soli Bailey now will be qualifying for 2018. You heard it here first on The Mass Monday Action Sports Show hosted by Chris Cote. Thank you very much. Your surf news brought to you this week by Loose Towels. Loose. L-E-U-S. L-E-L-E-U-S. LooseTowels.com. I love these things. It's available March 1st, so next week. Signature towels from people like Brian Bielman, awesome photography from him. You've got Clay Marzo with a towel that's got weed leaves on it. I like that. I don't even smoke, and I want that towel. It's called Fly High. Yeah, just really cool towels, and they're going to be all the rage this spring and summer at pool parties, beaches, rivers, wherever you use a towel.
Hey, you're a towel. Towely.
So, yeah, Loose Towels brought you the surf news. Now we're going to snow. Snow news is a little bit light this week. I usually am going to be calling my snow friends, either Todd Richards or Eddie Wall, regarding snow news, because they know all the news that's fit to talk about on a podcast like this. The Mount Baker Banked Slalom. Say that three times fast. Mount Baker Banked Slalom. Mount Baker Banked Slalom. Mount Baker Banked Slalom. The longest running contest in snowboarding happened recently, a couple weeks ago. And Nils Mindnich, M-I-N-D-N-I-C-H, Nils Mindnich won. And Josh Dirksen, who, according to Trends with Snowboarding, is his mentor, got second. So the sensei was bested by the student, I think. Transworld Snowboarding dropped a new episode of Sunday in the Park. It was lit, which is a weird way to talk about snowboarding, because if you light something around a snow, it's going to melt. And hopefully the snow right now is showing no sign of melting, as it's been reported. There is so much snow that we're going to be snowboarding until July, which is great. Episode 7 of Transworld Snowboarding's Sunday in the Park. Watch it. In other Transworld Snowboarding news, this is the only snowboarding place that I go for news. And please text me, tell me where to go for good snow news. Congratulations to Mammoth Mountain for your win on the park poll. Best park, Mammoth Mountain. Also coming up in the snow world, the Burton U.S. Open Snowboard Championships, March 1st through March 4th. The best. I think that's the best snowboard event that you can watch, as far as the who's who of snowboarding, the best tricks, the most corks, the most spins and rotations. Fool's doing 10 hundreds. I don't know. When I get my snow experts lined up for the next show, they'll be able to tell you in-depthly about what's going on in the frozen tundra that is snowboarding. Oh, L.A. Aaron Style? Is that happening? Huh. L.A. Aaron Style. It's like dubstep being blasted through speakers by guys do big airs in downtown Los Angeles. What could be better? 21 Pilots blasting through the speakers, all snowboarder music, all day. I don't even know if 21 Pilots guys snowboard, but I feel like whenever I hear their songs, I think of snowboarding. I don't know if that's a good or bad thing. I don't know. Maybe I just put those two together. I'm not a huge fan personally. I'm sure a lot of you out there are. They're way better than my band. They have more hits. They won a Grammy. So who am I to say? They seem like nice guys. It's not my jam, but let's stay positive. In other news, was that it? Oh, yes, your snowboard news today was brought to you by Big Bear. No, by Mammoth Mountain. That's our sponsor. They didn't pay anything. I'm just saying their name, and eventually I'm going to sell. Yeah, I'm going to sell ads for my podcast. Nobody gives a shit. It's brought to you by Mammoth Mountain. Go to Mammoth. There's still tons of snow. Everyone's going there. It's the most popular mountain of the year. In other news, congratulations to Homie Sketchy Tank, doing his biggest collab ever, a partnership with Vans for a full Sketchy Tank line of shoes. I've seen them in person. They're just awesome. Love Sketchy Tank. Love Vans. So love this collab. And, you know, you just when you thought collabs were cooling down, they're heating up. So I believe you can go to, should I go to Zoomies? I'm going to Zoomies to look at it right now. Hold on. Sketchy Tank, Vans, Collab, boom, the top thing on the Zoomies website, zoomies.com. Which is funny because Zoomies is actually your presenting sponsor for the other news portion of the Mass, Monday Mass. Thank you, Zoomies. Thank you for your sponsorship. Go get your sketchy tank, Vans, shoes, shirts, shoes and shirts. I love them. Disturbing the comfort and comforting the disturbed and disturbing the comfortable. Sketchy tank since 2000 something. Love you, Sketchy Tank. Would have been saying happy birthday to Kurt Cobain today. He would have been 50 years old. And whenever a musician like that dies early, it's you just gotta wonder what would they be doing now. You know, I've been reading this book about Jeff Buckley and his dad, Tim Buckley. And I was just wondering what kind of music Jeff Buckley would have been making had he lived. And I wonder that about Kurt Cobain too. I'm sure Nirvana would have broken up a long time ago. Maybe they would have reformed for some Coachella thing or whatever. But it would have been very interesting to, if you could somehow get a time machine, not allow him to take his own life and then come back now and see what he was doing. He would probably hate our world. He would hate what was happening. Yeah. This is not a political show. This is not a political show. It's a show about surfing, skating, sometimes snowboarding, music, and other news that I care to talk about. And I'm wondering how long. Oh my gosh, this is perfect. 21 minutes. Now we're at 22 minutes. In other music news, the funky drummer, Clyde Stubblefield, rest in peace. Without Clyde Stubblefield, we would most likely not have hip-hop. He was that important to hip-hop music, Clyde Stubblefield. Listen to some James Brown today. He was James Brown's drummer. And of course, the funky drummer, the funkiest man alive behind the drum kit. Love you, Clyde Stubblefield. If you want more from this show, you'll have to wait till next week, because every Monday, you'll get the Monday Mass hosted by Chris Cote, the Monday Action Sports Show. Tweet me at the Chris Cote Show or at Chris Cote. DM me. Go, let it go down in the DM, and you can also email me at chris@cotemediagroup.com. Thank you very much for listening to the Monday Mass. See you next Monday. Hear you next Monday? Something like that. Bye-bye.